Hi there, and welcome to the third ever episode of Mind in the Comments, in which we'll look at a really insightful one from Aaron. But before we jump in, just want to share something with you. For a while now, people have been asking me, hey, Daniel, you know, I would love to join you in your program or bedtime or book a call with you, but it's not easy for me. I'm a student. I don't have the means to do that. Is there any other option for me? And there hasn't been one until now. There's this idea that I'm trying out now. So for the first time ever on this Tuesday, the Tuesday ahead, we will have what I call a small group discussion, which means the following. It'll be myself moderating, and it will be up to 6 students joining, and the price will be $49 for an hour and a half. And, you know, from my one-on-one calls, you know, I've seen often that like the first 15 minutes or so, we often actually can have like, there can be a lot of meaningful exchange. So if you calculate it, like if you get 15 minutes, that alone brings a lot of value, but then you also get this group discussion that I hope will ensue. So I think this could be really, really helpful. If this sounds like something you would like to partake in, then you can head over to our website and you see this little, the link up at the very top. You just tap that and it will take you to where you can book your slot out of these 6. And I'll actually start with a presentation of befriending wakefulness and you know the tricky things with it and where people can get stuck, and then we'll have a group discussion. So that's the plan. Hope to see you Tuesday. If you decide to join, that'll be wonderful. Now with that said, let us jump in to today's topic, and we will start by looking at this comment from Aaron. It's a comment on Insomnia Insight number 320, where Aaron says, "Hi, Daniel. Just recently discovered your teachings, and I'm deeply inspired to learn more and apply the wisdom that you're offering. Super glad you found our way here. This video left me just a bit apprehensive. I'm curious if you have any feedback. Are you saying that essentially all supplements, pharmaceuticals, focus on sleep aids are placebos? This is hard for me to understand, because it seems clear to me that there are plenty of substances, molecules, chemicals that do in fact directly yield a physiological reaction of drowsiness. Even just chamomile tea. I gave my young daughter some chamomile tea before dinner the other day, and she fell asleep on the couch within 30 minutes. Totally unprecedented for her, and she certainly didn't have any active thoughts associated with the tea making her sleepy. I certainly understand the value of decoupling attachments to ingesting supplements from sleep outcomes, but do you truly not believe that there's some things that are valuable for amplifying one's sleep drive that can be helpful for the process of obtaining good sleep? It seems to me like that approach could in fact still work beautifully with your overall philosophy, especially if you remain not attached to the outcome of the substances you're taking. Would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks so much, Aaron, for this." And yeah, this sparked a lot of thoughts on my end. Several things that I hope will be really helpful. And I structured them like 6 points, actually. So we'll go over them one by one. First question, do some substances, chemical molecules produce sedation or drowsiness? Of course they do. Maybe chamomile tea or alcohol, you know, there are many, many things that produce drowsiness. No question about that. I believe that 100%. Now, does drowsiness or sedation by itself, assuming we have no opinion or thoughts on the sedation, facilitate sleep? I think so, yes. If we have some sleep drive, you know, our body does need some degree of sleep. And then sedation, you know, the sedation drowsiness can make it a little more difficult for the brain to have like complex thoughts. And thoughts are really what drives feelings. So thoughts can make us excited, anxious, you know, angry, etc. And that's where hyperarousal comes from. That hyperarousal is kind of the break in our sleep system. So if it's a little harder for us to have that break in the sleep system, of course, sedation can sort of facilitate sleep. Like in your daughter's case, you know, she was a little drowsy, but she didn't think, oh, is this drowsiness going to make me sleep? Oh, is this drowsiness enhancing my sleep drive? Oh, I hope, you know, nothing like that. So then sleep can happen a little easier. Again, when we don't have any opinions or thoughts or ideas or intentions or anything like that. So I would say yes to that. Now, can some substances enhance our sleep drive? To me, the answer is no. Sleep drive can only be produced by one thing in the entire known universe, and that is wakefulness. Wakefulness is the only thing that makes us have that sleep drive or need for sleep, if you will. Now here it gets kind of more complex and interesting here, I think. Can we take advantage of sedating properties of a substance while still being non-attached to the outcome? It's sort of like saying, like, can I take this and sort of take advantage that it might make me sleep, but at the same time be completely unattached to whether it will make me sleep or not? To me, the answer is kind of like almost baked into the question. And I know Aaron, you didn't word it this way, but I hope it makes sense. I think the idea that something may enhance our sleep drive, quote unquote, it will work or it will help, in itself is evidence of us having some attachment. We're sort of hoping, wishing, wanting something to work, right? So I think the question itself is worded in a way that is sort of almost like, you know, it's revealing a contradiction of to some degree, right? And the thing with that is, whenever we have that idea hopefully this will help, maybe this can help, let's see if this enhances our sleep drive, then there's built-in preoccupation, anticipation, you know, monitoring. Let's see if this works. Is it working out? And that in itself, I think, you know, that really has an impact on our sleep. You know, that really creates hyperarousal. It is that break in our sleep system. So like with that intention, any potential like benefit of sedation, I think is more than negated by the fact that we have this effort, like this built-in effort. So that's the tricky part I see there. Now, here's another interesting one. Do all sleep aids rely on placebo? I say no, they rely on delegation. Placebo is this kind of mysterious thing where we say like, oh, just because you believe it, this, you know, it will quote unquote work. It doesn't really explain how sleep aids quote unquote work. And to me, it's this, the basic premise, the foundational truth is that sleep is effortless. It happens by itself when we're not trying to achieve sleep. Effortlessness is what leads to peace of mind and peaceful sleep. It requires nothing. So how can sleeping pills work then? Well, when we take something, there are two things that happen. One, a chemical is kind of dispersed in our body. Two, we're aware of taking it. And that awareness can lead us to think, oh, this will take care of sleep for me. I don't need to do anything further. We have delegated the presumed effort, and that the delegation is the magic. That can lead us to sleep really well. Now, finally, can we take some substance knowing that all sleep is natural and sleep well and have peace of mind? Absolutely. Of course we can, because what we want has zero requirements. And I love to point that out because it's true. And I think it can be so relieving that, yeah, we can take something, we can take some pills, some sleeping pills, some, you know, supplement, something like that, and sleep super well and have peace of mind, because those things that we want, they have no requirements whatsoever. So Aaron, I want to thank you for the question. I hope this made sense. Let me know what you thought. And for you and everyone else, hope you have a wonderful weekend and look forward to having you back real soon. Until then, bye-bye.